The Rambam paskins in Sif Gimel in Shin Yutes, which is page the bottom of page 2. Rambam paskins the Shnei Mine Dogim Mikri Shnei Mine Eichlim. Two types of fish are considered two minim. You would have to use only the heterim of beira. You take the one you need, the beichel, and the, with your hand to eat it immediately. Then it's going to be mutter. Otherwise, it's not permissible to take the one you don't want, even though they're both food items, they're both edible. Could be I want one for a later meal. Doesn't matter. If you take the one you don't want, to put it away. So, for example, if you have carp and gefilte fish, the Rambam says, you want to save the gefilte fish for shalashudis, so now you're before the lunch meal, you take it and put it away, that's beira, yechayiv midai raisa, you have to bring a chatas when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, keep it on cheshbon. However, says the Rambam, and this is alpish hachetichas gedeles v'galachas tikeres v'niatzim, even though they are distinguishable and they're noticeable. Avokol shehu min echad. But if you're dealing well with one min, so they're both the same type of fish, okay? They're all carp, and some of them are big, some of them are small, so then there's no beira. A more practical example, let's say a woman cuts a roast, a brisket. It's the Seder night, so they have brisket. And they cut this roast, and there are little pieces from the end, and then there's gesunte pieces, nice, robust pieces from the middle. She's going to bring out, she has these very fine guests, where she's going to bring the pieces from the end. That doesn't look nice. That's not nice. So she takes those pieces and puts it on a plate. She'll eat it later. She'll give it to one of her kids if they want extra. But she wants to bring out, is that beira, is that not beira? And here she took what she didn't want. She took the end pieces off of this meat and put it to the side. Is that beira, not beira? Says the Rambam, that's not beira. You're dealing with min echad. You're dealing with one item. It's all meat. There's no question it's min echad. It's not even two types of meat. Maybe even that you could say that's min echad. But certainly it's one. It comes from one roast. It's one piece of meat that was just cut now. That's like the case of Katichas Gedeilus Katanis of the Ramah. Big piece of fish, small pieces of fish. Well, some want to say that indeed, if the woman would never bring out such a thing, like to her it's so different, the end piece, or the piece which is much more fatty than the other pieces, and maybe that would be like Pseilus already, and it would be. But talking about a regular piece, so you have pieces of challah. You cut up one challah. Yeah, you have the end piece, the middle pieces. Right? Everybody's picky. They know they want the middle piece or that. So certainly, if you're taking that one out, it's okay. But you can move the other ones away. Says the Rambam, that's not bayir. Why? Because it's minakut.
But in your other case, the Mishnah makes some kind of distinction like that, about different cooking levels of the fish. So in a normal roast, I'm not trying to be mocking, but in normal roast, when you make it, the ends are well done, the middle is less well done. So really, you have differences with regard to the kind of thing he says, it makes the, you know, so it's not mocking.
True.
Burn.
True. I mean, if you have a case like that, actually, there's it's different in the quality. But we're just talking about, let's say, just it's bigger pieces and smaller pieces. Okay, or a cake. That's another good example, right? You have pieces with the end, and also it doesn't. The woman would rather not bring to the dessert table or bring to the guest pieces which don't look so good. Okay, but it's all min echad. It's all edible. It's not like this part, like David's pointing out. If it's burnt, the end is burnt. So you really, that's really a psilus compared to the other case. But so in that case, says the Rambam, that's not beir. It's a chiddush, but that's not beir. We'll see where he gets it from, and we'll see really the Taz argues on this.
By the fish case,
Even if it's Pseilas Gomer, and you took what you wanted, and then what's left is just the Pseilas. Just the shells, or just the the outer layer or whatever was mixed in, I mean, they throw it out in the garbage. It's not even just a psyllus. Roasted meat. No, on the Seder, you're not allowed to eat it.
Right?
By the Seder, you're not allowed to eat it.
Right, yeah, that was the example
you gave. Okay.
you're going to define, I'm sure, what Ma'uriv means.
Well, Ma'uriv, yeah. So that's part of even the Trumas Adeshim Shah. But that will be a practical Shaila about this case of the Ramah, which the Ramah sides with the, as we see the Trumas Adeshim, that Be'er B'menechot is not a problem. And here we'll see this really some Achleikis. The Ramah is going with the Trumas Adeshim, one of the later Rishonim, and the Taz, as is very often the case with the Taz, he went against everybody. He took on the whole world. He was not afraid to do that, and he argues with the Trumas Adeshen and the Ramah. But it's interesting; they both bring a raya from the same place. It's like you have sometimes, you know, Shneim the Kosev Echad Darshu, you know, and one Darshan is one way. They both bring a raya from that first Taisvis that we saw in the first Shir. Taisvis that says that you have Bayer even by Shneim Mina Eichlin. Taisvis gears was even Shneim Mina Eichlin is Bayer. Where you bayra oisei shachov eis lechol, and mimash einechov eis lechol. That is the bayra. Oisei shachov eis lechol is the eichel, and the einechov is that way. You don't want it becomes the psailas automatically. It means a person himself could determine what's the eichel and the psailas. And both the Trumas Adeshin and the Taz both bring a raya from Taisvis that they're right. Okay, so how is this? So again, we're not going to look through the whole tshuva here in the Trumas Adeshin. Well, we'll take out a few parts. The shaila was, and as is known, the Trumas Adeshin wrote his own shailas. They weren't things that were asked to him randomly. Somebody asked, and then he just answered it. He formulated the questions. So here he says, "Chatichas gedolos menachim aluach echon." You have on one tray, on one plate, you have pieces of fish. Separated and up on a plate, as a serving plate of chicken, meat, or fish. You only want to eat part of them. You want to leave others for a different meal. How could this be done? So first he discusses, one of the things he discusses that maybe is not even me'uruf. Because since you're dealing with big items, you're talking about big pieces of fish, not like small raisins and nuts, and that which could be hard to distinguish what the item you want and the item you don't want. Here, everything's very clear. It's on a tray, and you see exactly. This is a platter of cake. All the assortments of cakes and cookies. Certainly, that's different meaning, different types of foods. But yet, it's very clear that this is one type of cake, there's another type of cake. So the Trumas Adeshin says that perhaps that's not, in itself, that's not Bayer. When you have big pieces which are easily distinguishable from one from the other, it's not Bayer at all. But he doesn't want to go with that heter. He says, Omnam, we'll read from the bold. Omnam nir da filo lefizel lechashir breira eladavka bishnei minim. Says the Trumas Adeshin, you only have bayer by two types of foods. V'loy b'menechet klau, the devane davkinokaratana, v'chol mina mechakim, shnei mine oichlin. You see what Tosis's girsa was, and the Rosh's girsa, which was the Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa, in the Brisa, that original Brisa, which gave us the halachas of bayer, Tana Rabbanon, hoy lefon of shnei mine oichlin. Bayer v'oichel, bayer maniach, v'lo yivrar, v'im bayer chayiv chatos. That Brisa said, Shnei Mina Eichlin. Says the Trumas Adeshin. Why did it say Shnei Mina Eichlin? Must be to tell me that if I one min, there's no Beir at all. And he brings a Raya at the end, he brings a Raya from the Lashon of the Rosh, which is even more so than Taisvis, because Omnam at the bottom, Lashon Ashri, Little El, Mashmik Tzat, Lechashabreki, Agavna, Kishubari Shnei Aminim, the cause of Oysan, Sheroitza Lechalati, Mikri Eichel. What's oisai or oisan? This one means this food item or this min that you want to eat becomes the eichel. And the other one, the idach mikri psailas. Midalai kosev, he doesn't write masha roitzalech al ato. What you want to eat means the food item. Mashmin dekai al hamin. Veroitzalaymer, that oisai hamin sheroitzalech al ato, that becomes the eichel. Mishum, the tzarach livra min min nakadachi. Means, it says the Trumas Adeshin, a starting point for Gvayer is only when you're dealing with two minim. And you want you decide you want one type over another type, one min over another min. But if it's all one min, for example, the meat case that we gave, it's all one cut of a roast, and you decide to take a bigger piece over a smaller piece, says from a session, you don't even engage in the malach of Vayra because it's all one min. He doesn't give any svaris. I would like to say a little chiddush in the understanding the machlokes between Rishon Mishnah and the Taz, based on an Igli Tal, in understanding really what the underlying machlokes really is based on. He doesn't give any svara for it. He just says, just from the wording of the Taisus, the wording of the Rosh, it would seem that you have to deal with two minim. And when you're dealing with one min, there's no bayr. That's the Mishnah. As we said, really the Ramah passing it like that. Now we'll go to page 2, you have the Taz. The Taz on this Ramah that says there's no Bera G'dayles B'tei Chitanois. We'll go quickly. The B'chumas HaDashin Simenu Zayin Kosa. She'ein Nisim Bera El B'beiz Minim. There's only a Bera problem where there's talking about two Minim. The B'gemara Yisah Yu Beiz Minim Lefonov. And says the Truman says the davka beis minim the nokat the chaleich adik lamei but davka lo yamin lav davka means if it says two and there's no other good reason why it said two you would have to say that must be the pshat but tumur lani is daiti the lafi anira says the Taz I'll tell you why they said two and you're only assuming it's two because why say two if it's not has doesn't have to be two mini eichlin says the Taz I'll tell you why the lafi anira the rabusa nokat beis minim. When you're dealing with one min, for example, the meat case, and you have big, nice pieces of meat, and you have small end pieces of meat, he says, what the parts you don't want, the item that you don't want on this on the plate, the ends of the meat or the smaller piece of meat which you don't want, that's psilus. So what's the chiddush of beis minim? El afilu beis minim, the kvar nikar umufresh kolechem mechaveiray. In other words, buy one piece of meat. So this one's a little smaller, it's a little bigger. I decide to, could you tell the difference between a smaller piece and a bigger piece? Yeah, I could tell the difference between a smaller piece and a bigger piece. Yeah, but that's not so noticeable. And it says that the Taz says, there I could see that there's bayra. Because there you have to sort of distinguish between the smaller piece or the less fatty piece of meat, even though they're all one min. He's saying it's a tarevus and saying the selection of one over the other is bayra. He said, but that makes more sense to me than by two minim, which are each distinguishable and noticeable. To take the gefilte from the carp, I mean, each one is clearly the definable. You see, this one is carb, this one is fish, this is the gefilte. It's clearly that it's separated, and yet, says the Gemara, that's the Braisa, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. Even by two things which are very distinguishable from one another, you still have Beirer. That's what the Taz says, the Chiddush. El afilu beiz minin de kvar nikar umurfresh kolechem echaveirei. Then shayach bezeir of you would say there's no even mixture, there's no taruvas here. Afilu hachi lo yivrar. Even so, the Gemara Skiddush is don't be buried such a case. Vesu de boich lamur v'mseila su b'min echad. You see another raya that you have buried b'min echad because you're dealing with real oichel, a real pseiles, real psoilus means something that's actually not edible. You're dealing with minechad. V'hu adin emeim shem psoilus v'ak shereitzal and yak tzatz mimenu mikri oisei ashir a psoilus. K'ma shekotz v'atur b'som beis minim v'hu adin b'zeh. Yeah. And he says, and that's exactly what Taisvis was saying. V'chei mash medivei arach shem evi ma Taisvis v'zeh l'shoyne. Pirish v'ach, this was Taisvis that we learned. The bo'eichim itech oichel shayich breira. You bury the one you want from the one you want. Says the Taz, these pieces of meat which are on the end, which are smaller, and you want to take it away to put away for later, or to put away for the kids and not give it to the guests now, that indeed is bayer. And he says, look, that's what Taisus says. Taisus says that the thing you want becomes the oichel, the thing you don't want becomes the psalus. So, it's strange. They both use the same Taisvis to go in opposite directions. That's what comes out. I mean, so we could ask ourselves, how did we learn Taisvis? Did we learn Taisvis that Chiddush was by Tuminim, or the Chiddush is by Menachot? Because that's really what the Taz is saying. Now, the Taz says another Chiddush at the end, even by Barbe Menachot, and we'll have to explain that also. But we also have to understand what the Taz is talking about. Because even though you would say, listen, Trumas Hadeshen says Minachar is no Bayer. The Ramah passing like Trumas Hadeshen. Alright, so you have the Taz standing there alone. What's the big deal? So that's why I said we should look at the Mishneh Berurah. On the next page you have the Mishneh Berurah, which says in the Sivkon Tezvav, the first item on page 3, in the bold, he says, V'hini Ataz Machmer Afila B'Menachar Shal Yivar Ela Oisei Shereitz Alechel Ata. Or just take one that comes to hand. We'll see what that means. Okay, but he does bring this Taz as a machmir. There are achreinim actually that say one should be machmir. The Chayodim says one should be careful to not engage in such a type of day. Be machmir like the Taz. So certainly one wants to go straight with the Ramah, it's okay, but we should understand at least the Taz's opinion, where his shita comes from, because as the Mishnah Berurah says, the Taz is Machmer, he decided to bring it, Achreinim do go with the Taz. So first of all, the Taz is not talking about Min Echor. He's only talking about Min Echor. Right. But in other words, how do you know what I mean?
Because I'm thinking the same thing. How can you be 100% sure of that from the Taz itself? That he's not talking about, you're saying that you have a plate of rice and you want to eat half of it now.
I'll tell you very simple. In other words, you knew what I meant. In other words, someone, let's say, has a jar of coffee. Yeah? It's min echad. It's all one jar of coffee. And you want to take out a spoonful of coffee for later. Yeah, so you take, scoop out some coffee, put it in your cup, and you put your cup because you wanted to remember that you wanted coffee when you wake up from your nap, or you want to take the coffee to somebody else's house. It's not for me. It's not for me yet. It's not for immediate use. If not for immediate use, even if you bury the eichel from the psalus, it's bury if it's eichel psalus. The Taz, of course, would be a dover pashut, that the Taz would agree that you're allowed to do bury in that case.
So you're arguing it's a dover pashut, saying from the Taz itself. And make such argument. You can't be sure.
I'll tell you why I'm sure. In other words, I say the Taz was never talking about when you're dealing with all one item. For example, the case that David gave, you're given a plate of peas, yeah, a side dish of peas. Okay, now it's enough peas for, you know, even if someone who does like peas. Okay, even the myriad of people, there's still, it's too much for them. So you want to just take a spoon or a fork and take some of them off, you know, and give some of them to your mother and let her eat it, right? So to take off half of those peas, it's min echad. Would the Taz say that's bayer? So I would say 100% not. The Taz would never say that case is bayer. To take some coffee out of the jar, that's not bayer. Why? Because even the Taz says... was the lotion here? In other words, you bring a rye from Taisvis, and Taisvis says like this: the thing that you don't want is psalus. The thing you do want is eichel. But you have to have one thing contrasting against another thing. Exactly like the Trumas Hadeshin's case. The Taz is only arguing on the Trumas Hadeshin's case. Where you have Chatikas Gedoilais Uketanois. You have bigger pieces. It means there's what to make a distinction between.
That's what the Trumas Hadeshin is saying. But the fact is that he wants to take... I hear what you're saying. I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I think one could disagree with it.
Yeah.
Is that once you think Tosafot's conceptual approach, they create this idea of a conceptual solus and a conceptual oka, then the question is, how far can this go? And there's nothing per se that stops it from being that if I have a potato and I cut it in half, One piece is conceptual. There's nothing that stops you want to put up a barrier. I don't deny it. The Shulchan Aruch is doing that. But there has to be some attachment to reality. There has to be some mitzvahs to attach onto this concept. But per se, there's nothing. Just like when Chazal say that if you know night can be, you know that a wall that's missing pieces. There's a wall there. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing conceptually in how Sfaris work that stops me from doing it. They say you have to prove more from the Taz that he doesn't.
As long as it's
Maurer. Nobody had to call it Burr. There's no Burr here. I mean, taking. If I don't care what I
get, no Burr in. But there's no Burr in Tulsa.
You don't care which P you
get. No, you do care.
The P's are homogeneous. The coffee is homogeneous.
You don't want them all. I don't care which one.
So you're saying that the Taz would say, for example, that if I had a carrot and I broke the carrot in half and I put a half aside, then because if in any way I wanted the end, you know, as opposed to the top, if that's Burr. That would be lower.
Yes, that's right. If you cut a carry in half, and the sun...
Minor difference.
He's just saying that even though it's min echad, he's saying, and you want to say that the difference between the top half of the carry and the bottom half of the carry is minute, but he says that's the chiddush. Means even when there's two meaning, the chiddush is when there's two meaning which are different. You want to select a carrot from a cucumber which are ma'uriv. He says that's a chiddush because they're very distinguishable. But to tell me that you want to select, you take the carrot, say, you know, I decide I want one this piece as opposed to that piece. He says that is bayrer. But if there's no selection process because it's all they're all identical, every piece of every grain of coffee, every piece of rice that I'm severing in front of is all the same, I don't think that the Taz would say at all that that's considered Beirut. Even the Taz says it's Beirut ben Menachot. And I think we'll have a ride, the way we understand Kol Babi Yad, we'll have a ride to that too.
If you pour a bottle of soda, you can tell me that I was burned when I poured it.
But your problem is this: that if I brought my mother here, say the pashtos, if I have you're calling a mix, raisins mixed with peas, one is garbage. You're telling me you look pointing at it. See those raisins? That's psolus. See, that's psolus. She would say you're crazy. You are crazy. It's not psolus. It's not.
Right.
The whole thing starts because Kosel sets up a conceptual category. Once you open the door, I'm not saying to go there, but that argument's no good. Once you open the door, a conceptual category can be carried as far as you want it to go. You want to put a block on it? Put a block on it. The passions, that I agree. But technically, there's nothing stopping you. Chazal, nothing stops Chazal. I mean, pull out 100 conceptual categories of Chazal use, where no, but say things that are counterintuitive.
Mechila is kvaitcha. I think what Ari's saying, what everybody's saying, that it is a pashtus. I think we have to understand that even the Taz, there has to be, the Taz can't stand there and say, you know, the coffee that you pulled out, I will call Eichel, and the coffee that you left, I'll call Psalus. It means there has to be, even though if we're putting conceptual Eichel and Psalus on them, but it has to be that there's some reality to it.
Also, the question that really Shulchan Aruch actually the Taz in reality that are purely arguing with Seos. They're not arguing anything conceptual because it's only how much.
No.
How much of a difference?
No. I think they're arguing much deeper than that.
What if I say I want to save from 11
months? In which case?
No, in other words, you know what? I have all these peas, okay? I'm going to eat a half these peas. You know what? The other half you keep for a malava malava. After Shabbos.
Well, if you just eat what you wanted now, it's certainly not a problem.
But
let's say you take some of the peas off. You say, I want to take some off for later.
For malava malava after Shabbos.
Right.
So then what?
So that's what we're saying, that when that even the Taz, the Taz you can't say.
But I'm making a decision. I'm not saying, look, I'm going to eat so much peas, and I don't want to eat so many peas, and I'm not saying anything. But here I'm saying, I want to save this portion from a lava mountain.
Okay, so let's try to understand the machlokes between Sadesh and Taz, and then maybe with that it will become a little clearer with the Taz's sheet over here, with his heter of Kol HaBabi Yadi.
You don't yet have, when you have that bowl of peas, and you have some peas you want to eat and some peas you don't want to eat, you don't know exactly what is the yoke of the soul. It's not in the Uruv yet. Even when you pull up, then you're saying, okay, that's what I want. But when you're looking at the bowl, there's no Uruv of Ochel and Psoz in that. You're looking at a whole bowl of peas. I would really want to eat.
Would you say when you have a whole platter of the meat, the roast which is cut up, would you say you have a taruvus of Eichel M'Selas?
If I will eat all of this, any PHP is good? No, it's not.
So you're saying what? So what you're saying is that the Taz is only kicks in.
Definition of what is also what is soulless, if what I want, what I don't want yet. But all the criteria of Bora is not yet satisfied. There's no tarubas here on the open soulless.
No tarubas away from soulless.
You're dealing with a definition.
And how so I'm saying, and so by the roast, why is there? Why do you have a tarubas away from soulless by the meat case? Okay. I hear that, Svara.
Right,
even if you take from both, then it'd be better. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. No, I think your story is correct. I think your story is correct. We'll just add one little knetch to it, and then maybe become clear. So, I think we can say like this: in the understanding of the Machlokes, the Trumas Hadeshen and the Taz, maybe like this. The Trumas Hadeshen says that by min echad you don't have any bayer. When do you have bayer? Only by shnei minim. So you have different types of fish. You have carp and gefilte. Then you have a bayer problem. And from his says, oh well, if they're big, maybe there's not taruvis. No, we'll still consider them taruvis. They're all on one platter. They're together. You have to select one from the other. It's love bayer. But by min echad, with all pieces of fish, even though bigger and small, the same fish, no bayer. So it could be like this. Trumas Hadeshen says that in order to be considered a ta'aruvus, that there will be a problem of being bayer one from the other, or giving one the name of Eichel and one the name of Pseiles, it has to be that the two collide. There has to be that one shtares the other. One bothers the other. So if I'm a gefilte, so I'm the antithesis of a carp. I mean, I stare the carp, and the carp stares the gefilte, because we're two different minim. So, since the two of them are at odds with each other, because they're different minim, because this is carp, this is gefilte, that's what makes it ta'aruvus. That's what makes it that this is eichel, or pseiles, as far as the other one is concerned, and this is pseiles as far as the other one is concerned. But if it's all gefilte, so there's one big happy family. In other words, that there's no, what the Trumas Hadeshen means, that by min echad is no bayrer, is because if it's all one min, there is no taruvis, there's no shter. You can't say this is an echad, this is a pseiles as far as the other one.
When this year, his snag was forbidden.
That concept. And as when is there a hisnagdus, when is there a clash between these two, when I could say that this is one min and there's another min. Then, says the Trumas Hadeshen, that's what Taisvis means, Oisai Shereitz Alechel. That means Oisai Min Shereitz Alechel. If there's two different minim, then there's a clash over here, then one is an Eichel and a Pseilus to the other one, and the other one's an Eichel to me, but also a Pseilus as far as the other one. So you're already starting at the starting point, before I even decide which one I want, which one I don't want, that is already considered a taruvus, and that's already considered Eichel and Pseilus mu'uravim yachad. Why? Because one is gefilte and one is carb. That makes it that each one is an Eichel and each one is a Pseilus as far as the other one is concerned. So says the Trumas Hadeshen, if I want to take the, even though they're both Eichel, but if I'm going to take the gefilte off, that's a Pseilus as far as the carp is concerned. And if I'm not going to eat it now, that's a Beira Pseilus from Eichel. But the idea is that because they are Shnei Minim, that's what makes them Pseilus and Eichel.
difference in taste alone is
so it's not clear. Prima Gaudium seems to say yes, just taste alone will be. But however you say, whatever you want to say, whatever will be to minim, so that's what will be. Since this, let's say, this apple tastes a lot different than the other apple, right? So you would say, well, this one is pseilus in terms of, as far as the first apple, and the first apple is in terms of the second. However you would define two different minim. But once you determine they are two minim, that's what creates the taruvus. However, says Truma Sadesh, when you deal with one min, when you deal with all pieces of meat, one is big, one small, it's all one challah. Would you say that the middle piece of challah is actually a clash, a shter, to the end piece of challah? No, it's not a day. And therefore, he says, therefore, it's not a taruvis, and it's not a taruvis, there's no beirer. And that's what the Ramah paskins. I can select taka, the smaller pieces, the less desirable pieces of meat I could take off, and remain with the good piece of meat. Now, what does the Taz hold? The Taz would say that really, that's not dependent on that. It's not dependent if they are two minim before you start, min echad when you start. The Taz would say it depends on the person's mind, if he's going to create whether it's a eichel and a psalus. And this was the svar you were saying. It means he could create whether one piece is a psalus and one piece is an eichel. Therefore, says the Taz, you know what creates the eichel and the psalus when I have two minim? Is because I want one min as opposed to the other min. So I'll say the same applies when you're dealing with one min also. All pieces of fish, but big and small. The fact that I want the bigger pieces of fish and I don't want the smaller piece of fish, that turns the smaller piece of fish into psalus. And that's his raya from Taisus also. Means he understands Taisus saying that it depends on what I want makes the eichel, what I don't want makes the psalus. The Truma Sadesh said no. Taisus meant to say that how you define eichel and psalus is the min that you want becomes the eichel. The min you don't want becomes the psalus. But what made them eichel and psalus was the fact that there was shnei minim to start with.
But I agree with you. But the fact is that
can we get a smile at least out of it?
I have a smile.
Oh, okay.
If you follow the Taz that way.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you still haven't shown why he cannot hold that even in one min mamish, the coffee case, that there's no other, it's what I determine to be eichel. So once you haven't proven from that mahalik that the Taz doesn't hold, again, I'm just saying from his logic.
You're right to say with that. And we haven't proven just if that's the pshat, because I create what's eichel mselas, you're saying, I would create the coffee that I take out is considered eichel, and what I leave back is psalus. I think this group would argue and say, even the Taz, just pure svara, even the Taz would say that I could only determine that this is eichel and this is psalus if there's some difference in them. There's some difference in what I take, what I don't take. And the svara that David was saying is that if you could tell me that I wanted the big piece of fish and I left the small piece of fish. But if by the coffee case, I could take the top of the jar, the bottom of the jar, the middle of the jar, means there is no difference to me. It's all one and the same. Even the Taz that you determine the Zayim Zaylas, but it has to be because there's a difference within this one min, there's a difference between this piece and that piece. There's a difference between this side or that side. But in the Taz, if there is no difference between the top, the bottom, and the middle of the sides, so even the Taz would agree that there is no, you didn't determine anything, Silas.
So that what he wants to eat now, so what he took out and put in the cup, okay, so that's different from the rest. But what every other thing is, if you also need the Isaac Shah Ada puppet, right? I don't want
to
leave that there. Lashmously, I'll take this, I'll take that. It's not, there's no Ada Red, so there has to be some kind of, even the Taz, as far as there has to be some kind of Rutsing and any Rutsing. But which you don't have here.
No.
So the Zikr Rutsing, I want this.
That's the whole thing of taking the call of Aviyah, would apply only to that. That's the rule of Aviyah, the Taz needs to go down that route to be able to only one. That's the whole point of culling it randomly without any ruts or whatsoever. Well, you haven't designated anything. I disagree with you. I'll say that that could prove what I'm saying. Is that a kol ha-baviyada, what he means is exactly what you're saying. If you really took a kol ha-baviyada from the coffee, then fine. But if you don't take a kol ha-baviyada, you say, I'm thinking of this piece that I want, even though it's completely subjective, you're following the Tosfos route to the nth degree, I agree. And one could explain the Taz that way and still make the...
So you're saying it really depends how you learn kol ha-baviyada. On page 2, we have the Taz here at the end. The Taz, when after he comes with his yisayid that min echad, his deed is a problem of bayir. He concludes the kivan. He brings rice from a mashal to his yisayid.
And from on the he said, then his example of the big fish, a little fish, it's not really, it's not really a good example. Because at the end of the day, big and little is not going to be a distinction for him. Because like the Maril's case of the breaking up the matzah, according to what you're saying, Jewish tradition would agree with the Maril, that they're big and little. Because the guy wants to make matzah bread, so he's pulling out the little pieces because he needs big pieces to make matzah bread, or whatever it is he's trying to do. So there it is by according to the Jewish tradition.
It's not, because it's min echad.
No, but he means, but there he wants, you're saying that the small ones are makapilas, big ones.
But the way I'm explaining it, that when you have matzah, small piece of matzah, big piece of matzah, they don't shter each other.
No, if I want to make matzah bread, they shter each other.
They don't, they can't shter each other. Because you can't say that matzah shters one other matzah.
No, why not?
Because it's all min echad.
No, but look at it in reality. If I want to bake something, and there's some clumps in this taz. No, but I'm saying it can be that in Menachah one thing is.
I say because he's not learning it's arbitrary Eichelam Seilas. He's learning it. What creates Eichelam Seilas is the fact that this is a different min. And he's saying Chazal said the way that Bayer works is if you have two different minim, then they shter each other. Two different fish shter each other. That's why he says it's min shnei minim. That's why I say shechav eslachol means I say min shechav eslachol. But if it's all one min, he says you don't start with Bayer. Chazal said in that case there is no Bayer. You're selecting something, but there's no Bayer over there. There's no bayir when there's minakar, because there is no hisnagda. So you can't say small pieces of matzah, broken pieces of matzah, are actually a pseiles as far as the unless you say it's a different min. You know, when Pesach they sell whole and they hold shvarim. They sell shvarim. If you want to say chiddush that will be shnei mini eichlin, then I would hear that. But
it was not going to do chazit bin gavron. It was the chaz saying that it's the is the chazit chazit tarush or not? And the true tradition is saying is it bin gavron?
No, the opposite, right?
And the chaz saying is it bin gavron? Was it my rush determines it, not looking at the tarush? That's really what we're coming out of.
No, so I'm saying it's according to that thing. Why could it be that size would be different?
So you want to say, because size also means that there's two different chetzes over here. The chetzes are big and chetzes are small. Chetzes are the ones that hold I can make like a Mishnah, and small ones that you make a matzah bray with. So
the Midrash says he agrees with the Maharal. He never says he disagrees. The Taz says he disagrees. The Midrash never says he disagrees.
Right, but I think from the riot that the Midrash that brings, it has to be a different min. So unless you say matzah is two different minim, it wouldn't be bayir. So let's see. We get to this end case of the kol ha-baviyada. So the Taz says at the end, the kim and the yeshka and the chashash is the deraisa. Since you're dealing with a deraisa via bayir, yesh lahachmir afilu b'menechad. So the Taz says haskama sort of to himself, meaning don't follow the Shum Sadeshan and the Rambah. Don't take the bigger pieces of meat to serve your guests and leave the smaller pieces behind. If it's not miyad, rak mashreitz alechalata. Oy sheyikach stam and abo biyodoy lo niach lusuda cheres loy bederek breira. Kenil is daiti. So here, this is an issue. What is exactly he means? What does he mean? That you have a plate of meat or fish, all one min, all the same. So he says, all right, you know what? Instead of when I select it out and put it away for later, that's bayir. But when I just go like this and fish out, it's not bayir. Why not? You selected one over the other. What's the pshat?
Random. You didn't select. You didn't choose anything. You took
whatever comes to hand.
That's nothing.
So you're correct. But I think in the lambda, so we understand the Taz says that the person himself could create Aneichlan Epsilus. Means that's the way he understood Taisvis. I could create that the big pieces become Eichel and the small pieces become Psilus. Even though they're all one min, they're all one loaf of fish, they're all one roast. But I could create that it's a Psilus. But that's only.
My hand's just going to take whatever it is. If I look at it and I say, listen, this piece is for now, this piece is for later, that's what the Taz is saying. Even that's the same meaning.
Right, Mashane, if I just take one?
If I just take one without looking or caring,
right,
then it's not. But if I look there and I say, you know, the right side I'm going to eat, the left side I'm going to keep for later. That's what this is saying, no?
Yeah, but here's what's tricky. Let's say you have, there's a case that... you have, let's say, silverware that was all left to dry after the Friday night Suda, and it's now dry, and you want to now put them back on each in their compartments, right? So really, according to everybody, that Pseilas, we saw from the Bialaka last week, that sorting, which the Rambam says clearly is Bayer, even though Prima Gadam had a Suffolk. So some will say from the Taz, well, Kola Baba Yade. So I close my eyes, take one, oh, it's a knife. Put the knife away. Take my eye again. It's a fork. Put it away. Ah, kola babi yada. I didn't distinguish. That wasn't lav derech breira. I didn't do any selections. Yeah, but the taz is one min is like our two minim.
Right.
So if you say this new heter kola babi yada, you will pull out the kola babi yada heter and just randomly select. So that's not the pshat. You can't say random selection is all of a sudden mutter. The pshat is like this. Even the taz who holds that you could. A person himself could make Psylus and Eichel, could determine what's Psylus and Eichel. That's only if he himself actually has a desire of one over the other. He decides, you know what, this piece is going to be my Eichel and the other one is a Psylus because I don't want it. But if, according to the Taz, there is no difference between any of these pieces. Indeed, if there's no difference, then there's not one I want, one I don't want. Even the Taz would agree that there's no Taruvus over here. The point is, you want to boil it down, no Taruvus. The Truma Sadash and Hell, the only is Taruvus if there's two Minim. One Min, there's no Taruvus, there's no Beira. The Taz says, even one Min, you could create Taruvus by saying, this I want is Psylus. This I don't want is the one I want is Eichel, the one I want is Psylus. But even according to the Taz, if I can get it down to a level where there is no Taruvus because there is no difference between any of the things over here, any of these items, then even the Taz would say that there is no Beira. So that's what the Taz means, called Baba Yadi. This is the Max Elio explains, Rafalk explains in his Tshuva that this is the Pshat in the Taz. That if the Taz will say, if there is no difference between one over the other, then I agree also, I never created an Eichel and a Psalus. No, it could be even, I'm telling you, it could be even by Shnei Minim. For example, I don't know if I gave this example the other week. You have a fruit drawer. You have the fruit tree, there's many meaning. You have apples and oranges and grapefruits, and you want one fruit. But you don't really care which fruit you take. You want one fruit because you're going on a trip, or you like all the fruits in the drawer, you want one fruit for later. The Taz would say over here that if you just go to the drawer, pull out randomly one fruit to have for later, that's Kala Baba Yodi. You selected one from the other. Taz will say that, you know, what you did was, since to you, it was all the same, so there's nothing that you could say, I wanted this and not that. The haraya, because I just took one randomly. So there's no, I wanted the apple and not the orange. Not true. The apple, the orange you gave, they're all the same to me. So if you understand, that's what kala baba yaday means. So then even if you hold shnei minim is a shter usually, that's because... If there will be a difference to the person. But if indeed there is no difference to the person, he'll just take one random fruit and then go with that. So there's no taruvus over here because Timdol is all the same. And that's why I say that will be the riot to what everyone was saying, Lagabi the Taz with the coffee. Even the Taz has to say that there's something that this I want, this I don't want. But if there is no difference, it's just some of the coffee. It doesn't matter which part of it. Or some of the rice I want away, but it doesn't matter which ones of them, then it won't be a kunit tataz, won't be a taruvis, and if there's no taruvis, there's no bird.
No, that's because you have the heter of kol baviyot. I agree. That's the heter of kol baviyot.
I'm just saying, Kol Ababa Yodai, with that explanation, understands why by the rice pulling half of it off, even though I'm actually selecting it at a certain point. It's not like random, but again, the pshat is that there is no taruvus over here. Even a Taz would agree there's no taruvus, because there's no this I want, this I don't want. Even the Taz says I have to say something I want, something I don't want, and it has to be that there's part of it which I, there's a defining part or a defining item which I want and a defining item which I don't want. But if it's all the same to him, that's what he says, Kala Baba Yada.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. It's a, technically could be even, but you need to say Kala Baba Yada. That's what makes it mutter, Kala Baba Yada. Without that, if somehow you had a case of rice or coffee where you couldn't apply Kala Baba Yada, it would apply even there as far as comes. You're saying that it's always that way. It's never that you want, you know, one thing out of the coffee more than another.
I think that's the reality is like that. Right. The reality is it will always be that there is no difference in it. Yeah.
They bring a box of clementines to the table. They're all the same. We're going to have dessert, we're going to have clementines. Okay? I take a clementine, I take off the peel, and on the inside, some of them have seeds and some of them don't, and I want to give my child the one without the seeds. So I take it and here's one without the seeds. And I've selected with them the same meal, but I've decided to give them the segment that doesn't have a seed.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Well, in that case, you're taking what you want and you want it to eat right now.
I'm going to eat the one with the seeds. But
you're allowed to be better for somebody else also for immediate use.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be a...
I can do that.
Yeah, that's going to be...
Okay,
all
right.
For you to take away the
ones
with the seeds,
can run
the
door. Yeah, I wanted to do one little connection, the Machlokes. Because we didn't do the Chazon Ish yet. That's the Raya.
The Truma said that's masking for the Svar, because now we have to take the other way. Where you have Shnei Minim, where there is a Hisnagus, and you, before the person gave their dignity, this is a Tarugus, but Rebop, the person only doesn't care, and he takes whatever fruit he wants out of the drawer. Did that now make it a Tarugus?
I would say even the Truma Sadesh would agree to this Svar.
The Truma has to come onto this Svar of the Taz as well.
In other words, right, there's only a Hisnagus in the two Minim, when the person indeed will view it that way.
Right. And then the question is there sorting or not sorting? The Rambam says clearly the Ayin Gita, right, is what is goof nefesh,
but
you can separate it.
Right. Yeah.
So he's a goofer. The Rambam is clear. He also says by Kivas HaPeiros, the Kivas HaYerek by
Yom Kippur, yeah.
That you could take mufash, if you take spoiled lettuce, out of good lettuce, right? He says clearly you can do it. So how is that possible? He also, the Borer B'min Echad, even if there's a real difference according to the Rambam, as long as it's edible, it has to be real salt. It goes back to the whole difference in the Rambam.
Yeah.
It has to be real ochel and real salt.
Yeah.
And Rashi explains the same way, Kivas HaPeiros. So it's good to
on a practical level, like this Kala Baba Yoda, you said, let's say you have all your silverware, they were washed and now you're laying out to dry, and you want to dry them and put them away in its place. So if you go with the Svara Kala Baba Yoda, since I want to dry them now, so you could just take one piece of cutlery randomly because I want to dry it. Now it doesn't matter to me which one I dry right now. Doesn't matter what I pick to dry. Now, once I have it in my hand, it's not Mu'uriv anymore. So I dried it, I did what I wanted to do, and now I can put it in its place.
But that's not called the real. That's taking the Ochel, what I want. It's Ochel.
Again, it has to be that there's two things which are staring each other. Now, if the way I'm looking at this, there is no stare. Because all I have to do... Yeah.
Doesn't he argue with the heter of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman? Does he say you can't just pick up a fork?
No,
and put it
out? That he's talking about when they're dry already, and I just say, all right, pick up one and put it away. Pick up one, because the point of picking it up is actually to put it away.
Right.
But if the point of picking it up is to dry it, so that would make a difference. All right, if we'll try, we'll take one more step if we can. That. You remember we mentioned, we quoted it here again, there's a Bir Halacha on page 3, Bir Halacha Tzivdal Lech Omiyad. We had mentioned this previously, where he brings a Machlech from the Yeshuas Yaakov, he brings a Yisai from the Yeshuas Yaakov that asks the Kashi. He says, why by every Bayrer when you take pesalos from Eichel, why is that chayiv on Shabbos? Why? Because I took out, let's say I had a regular case of Eichel pesalos, let's say I had a shell, I had pistachio nuts, and there was a shell, just an empty shell. I take the shell and throw it out. He says, why is that chayiv? It's a malacha shenis chichel gufa. Why? Because I selected and I threw it out. I didn't want what I took. So that should be a malacha shein shiuchel gufa. That was the issue of Yaakov's kasha, because it's what I did was not what I need. So he, his teretz was, and really our Ramban already says this in Shabbos Afkuvav, that no, what the malacha of Bayer is that when you took out the undesired item, you were misakein what was left. So actually, it's shiuchel gufa because the malacha is what was left. The malacha is looked at. What was left in the taruvis, now it's say less free, that's the malacha. And actually, this is a machlokes between the Ramban and the Balamor. The Balamor actually says that all malachas and Shabbos are really regular tzricha legufa, except for zoira, winnowing, and beira. And as he understood, no, beira really is you pull out that shell, that empty shell from the pistachio nuts, and you get rid of it. It's indeed not a malacha shesricha legufa, but you chayiv anyway, because that is the malacha of beira, and that's the malacha of zayra. Which really means there's two ways of looking at beira. Is beira what you're being misakin or misyafe what was left, your taruvis, you're fixing your taruvis, or is it the act of removing pseiles from oichel? So the halacha asks, if you say it's actually being misakin what was left, so then when it's oichel from oichel, you're not really being misakin. And he says, no, I guess you're misakin also, because you didn't want both oichel together, so you still be misakin what's left. Okay. But it could be, if you can understand, certainly in the Taz, that the Taz was of the opinion that the malach of Beirer is not that you're being misakin what was left, but the malach of Beirer is that you're removing pseiles from Eichel. It's the act of removing pseiles from Eichel. And when approved from the fly. Yeah. In other words, and that's why the Taz, who says it's min echud, you're right, there's nothing staring each other. Truma Sadeshin, you needed that the two items stare each other. There is a clash somewhere. Taz says, I don't need any clashes over here. The fact that you decide you want one and not the other creates the pseilas. And then, even though there's no clash, the fact of my pulling out the pieces I don't want, the smaller pieces of fish I don't want, that's an act of removal of pseilas from Michael, what I didn't want from what I wanted. And that's the malach of Beira, just removing pseilas, removing undesired items. That's how he views the malach of pseilas. The riot to this is perhaps from a Chazanish. The Chazanish on the last page, the first Chazanish in Siman and Gimel. There's a famous case of the fly in the soup, which we had mentioned earlier, that the Maritat says that's not a taruvis. One little bug flowing around in a liquid, that's not a taruvis. Just take it out without a problem. Tat says, no. It is taruvis, and therefore you have to take a spoon and you spoon out some soup with some of the fly, and that's how you take it out.
Just make sure you have 60 against the fly
in the hot liquid. Okay, I don't know if it was cooked with it. It flew in afterwards while it was Nayatse lettuce. Okay. Yeah. So you take out like that. So it says the Chazon Ish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines into the Chazon Ish. Vehine, towards the end of the line. Vehine, had the hitter ataz, belekech tzatzman amashke ima tzarech tam. He says he's matter to take out some soup with the fly. Ulecher bechol beirip selim techeichel. Every time you burp selim techeichel, afem yikach tzatzman aichel amapseilas aser. It should still be aser, kol shadayte ala oichel hanishar shiyehei barer. If you want your soup to be free of a bug, so the fact that you took some of the soup with it, you still will misyafe and misakein your soup. Now you could eat your soup without any pseilas in there. Ela she'enei... did I skip? He's not exactly here for only to take the pseilas. He takes some oichel with it. He's a little sloppy in how much he takes off. He takes some of the soup with it. But did you not make your soup bug free? Did you not? Were you not misyafet? Did you not? Were not misaking the soup? So how is that mutter? You're not just splitting your cup of drink or soup. So he says, I don't understand what your heter is. If you hold there's a problem of taking out the psalas from the eichel, so then taking out with some soup, that doesn't help because you now made your soup psalas free. That's the Chazon Ish's kasha. So the Chazon Ish says what the Taz means is actually there's only pseiles, there's only a taruvus that the point of where the bug is, within the wings and legs of the fly, that's where the taruvus is. And as he agrees, primarily agrees with the Meritatz, there's no taruvus here with the mashke. But there is taruvus with that. So you just take the whole thing out, so you're taking out the whole taruvus over there. That's the Chazon Ish's shot. But if you understand the Taz, that we're explaining now, that I determined what's Pseiles, and then the Malacha is taking what I determined the Pseiles and removing that. That's the Malacha. So here, if I never removed the Pseiles, because I took out some of the Eichel with it, so what I did was I removed Eichel and Pseiles, I never removed the Pseiles. You're right, I was misaking the soup. And according to those, let's say the Yeshua's Yaakov, that says the Malacha is being misyafe, so that needs an explanation why that's mutter if you would just misyafe your soup. But according to the Taz, to answer the Chazon Ish's kasha, he would hold the whole Malacha bar is only removing the Pseiles. If I didn't just remove the Pseiles over here, there is no Malacha.
Is taking the bug with a little bit of soup really considered taking a psalm with some of the oak with it? Or am I now taking two mine psalas out of an oak? Now, who's going to drink that soup with the bug in it? No, that's psalas. So is this really an ochel in my spoon? Do I really have a psalas and an ochel on the spoon? Or do I have two mine psalas on the spoon and I've been borer psalas with oka ochel?
Mm-hmm. You might say the soup now, which I took out, is also psalas. Well, the truth is, the amount that you take out, right, when it was in there, I could have eaten that soup also, right? That's sort of kolab.
Here's the people who leave the soup with bugs in it.
Well, the remainder of the soup you'll eat, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the remainder you can eat. So the little bit that I took out, every part of that would have been a remainder also. You're saying after I take it out, now I'm not going to eat it anymore. But when I did the selection, but again, that really is a call above the other, the soup that you took out, because it's any soup that comes with it, I'll take. So that
okay.
Yeah.